The major highlight on Thursday's calendar is the European Central Bank decision. The event is always accompanied by volatility, though relatively speaking, we're not too sure we should expect much from today's event risk. The broad expectation heading in is that there will be no change to rates and policy. President Lagarde could very well highlight that the next move from the central bank is likely to be a rate cut later on this year, but we don't expect much more in the way of any guidance. The bottom line right now is that there just hasn't been enough by way of economic data updates that would warrant the ECB offering any revised opinions with respect to the outlook. Indeed, inflation has been showing signs of cooling, but not enough for the ECB to declare a victory over inflation. We also think the central bank is likely to be even more cautious about offering up any overly dovish communications, given how strong equity markets have been of late, so as not to incentivize an overly aggressive and reckless wave of fresh buying. As far as rate pricing goes, the market is looking for the first rate cut to happen in April, with a total of 135 basis points of cuts priced in 2024. We believe, much like we've seen with the Fed pricing, that the market could be getting a little ahead of itself here, with the ECB probably more inclined to wait out a little longer before cutting, perhaps into July. As far as levels go, the euro has been chopping around of late. Key short-term levels to pay attention to above and below come in at 110 and 108.20, respectively. A daily close above or below is likely to open the next healthy move up or down. That's all for now.